Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can also leave a message. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website. It's waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Kate McCartney. I'm calling from Caribou, Maine.
Caribou, Maine?
Caribou, Maine.
Where is Caribou?
We are very far northern Maine, really more western New Brunswick than anything. We have a National Weather Service station here, so we're always on those computerized weather maps, except the weatherman's head is always covering us up.
Wow. Kate, welcome to the show. Now, Corva Coleman right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here's your first one.
Queen Victoria, if you trust rumors, thought that bodily lusts were like tumors. She saw plenty of harm in exposed undergarments. How fitting to show off her...
bloomers.
Yes, bloomers. Exactly right. This week, the British government announced it was giving, quote, national designated status to a pair of linen bloomers and a chemise that had belonged to Queen Victoria. It's a rare honor given only to items of national and international significance. And while at first it may seem, you know, a tad misplaced, one look at the bloomers with their 50-inch waistband and leg openings big enough to accommodate two mighty British oaks. And you understand their historical importance. Even so, the artist Christo has applied to the British government to wrap them around Buckingham Palace. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Call it hooch, juice, or sauce, or just prune wine. This drink I've distilled makes you swoon fine. My do-it-yourself is as good as top shelf, but the law thinks it's just modern...
moonshine.
Right. According to Salon.com, moonshine, homemade liquor. It's back. It's the beverage of choice for those who feel that Everclear is just too corporate. Foodies all over are distilling their own alcohol. They're enjoying the endless variety possible and low cost. And besides, going blind from alcohol poisoning is the new thin. Sadly, distilling your own spirits is still illegal. It can get you 5 years in prison. But on the upside, after drinking a jar of lightning juice made by your foodie friends in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, you'll need the quiet time. All right. Here is your last limerick.
My students are clay. I'm their shaper. But it's hard to mold minds that are vapors. OMG, I'm perplexed. LOL, gee, what's next? These kids write in text on their...
papers.
Right, papers. Annoyed professors all over the country are reporting that smiley faces, you know, acronyms like LOL and other texting colloquialisms, are popping up more and more frequently in student papers.
Heathcliff, smiley face.
Right. According to Cal State San Marcos teacher Martha Stoddard Holmes, quote, occasionally I've been seen someone using the number 4 for the word for, unquote.
My God, we've raised a generation of prints.
I know, it's terrifying. Remember, kids, when you're writing, say, your big term paper in the Hindenburg disaster, don't end it with the radio announcer going, O-T-H, O-T-H. Corva, how did Kate do on our limerick quiz?
Well, Peter, Kate got 3 right, so she wins Carl Castle's voice on her home answering machine.
Kate, thank you so much for playing our game.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been
bye-bye. Perfect.